Gwyneth Murphy wrote this reflection that was read at Jody's funeral. Gwyneth met Jody and Jessica as their hospice chaplain. Gwyneth is also an Episcopal priest and introduced Jody to the Episcopal Church. It was Gwyneth who baptized Jody on Pentecost Sunday in 2005. As part of that service, the person being baptized is asked some questions in the baptismal covenant. Because Jody could not speak, she would blink her eyes in answer to the questions. This is what Gwyneth wrote. I join with all of you gathered here to celebrate Jody's life and mourn her death. I have thought of Jody so often this past week, and it is always with a strange mixture of joy and thanks on the one hand, and deep sadness and quiet anger on the other. Joy and thanks because I got to know this engaged and engaging, amazing woman. I am a richer, better person for it. Joy and thanks because I got to spend so many hours with Jody and Jessica. I first got to know them as a hospice chaplain, and they welcomed me into their home and into their lives. And these two are such an amazing couple that to speak of Jody is to speak of their life together. Joy and thanks because I would always leave their home with a sense of satisfaction as from a rich feast. Our feast was one of conversation, relationship, and eventually sharing the Holy Communion. I loved our conversations, Jody's questions, her laughter, her thoughtfulness, her honesty, the twinkle in her eye, the way she and Jessica were together. One of the things I learned from Jody was to be completely alive in whatever way possible. By the time I met her, the illness had already robbed her of so much. And yet, strange as that may sound, at times the ALS seemed insignificant, something to be dealt with, but not the essence of who Jody was. It might control her body, but it couldn't touch her spirit. Joy and thanks because Jody and Jessica met and fell in love. And that love touched all of us. And we and the world are better for it. Yes, the ALS robbed Jody and Jessica of their plans, of their future. But they did not let it take away the present. Though they did not get to travel to some places on earth, they traveled light years in spirit, in mind, and in love. But I am also very sad with the quiet anger of the unanswerable why. I know there is no answer to why Jody got sick, why she died. And even this line of thought leads back to the joy and thanks. Because Jody taught me to not linger too long in the sad, angry why. She came to accept the unacceptable. The result was the full life she lived. I know this doesn't make sense, but it is true. And if Jody were here, her eyes would start to twinkle and finally she would laugh at me, trying to explain the inexplicable. I remember coming back from Zion's Park where I had climbed one of Jody and Jessica's favorites, Angel's Landing. At first, I was reluctant to mention it, but then realized that, of course, Jody wanted to hear all about it. She never resented or begrudged people being able to do the things she couldn't, but rather delighted in others' good times. Such was the breadth and the depth of her heart. I want to say to Lee and the people of St. Stephen's that being part of this community meant so much to Jody and to Jessica. After Jody was baptized, Jody and Jessica said how much it meant to be in this place where people saw Jody as a person, saw beyond the wheelchair. I will never celebrate Pentecost when people speak in many languages without thinking of Jody's Pentecost baptism. She brought yet another language. She blinked her eyes to say yes to the questions, and Jody meant what she said. It is no mystery that Jody loved lighthouses. Jody is one to us, a beacon of hope, love, and determination. We shall forever look to her for direction and for inspiration when sailing is smooth, and especially when it is not. Thank you, Jody.